welcome to Preferred Company.
Hello, how are you guys this morning?
We hope that we are clean of, we hope that we are clean and mold free.
I like that.
So I was watching some of your videos. I was just, you know, really trying to absorb literally some of your knowledge. And I'm not even sure how long it's taken you to be the smarty pants that you are, but you really have so much to tell our listeners about the way a healthy home should be. So I'm going to let you get right on into it.
Well, I've been a healthy home expert and an environmental consultant for 20 years. So that's been my goal is to help people get healthy through their homes. We do realize that 80% of what you do in your home is going to impact you in some way. And it's really easy for people to make changes to their wellness by simply doing stuff at home.
So do you have like a top hit list? If, you know, we only always have a few minutes to really get into things. Do you have some like right off the bat suggestions for people who might be concerned that they're not living in the healthiest home?
I do. I think, you know, I like to tell my clients to do one thing a year. So if you can do one test a year to find out how healthy your house is, it's really helpful. That could be a water test. It could be a mold test. It could be a formaldehyde test. It can be how many chemicals you have in the home. So all of these things are really easy to do. I happen to have a company in New Jersey called My Healthy Home, which caters to New Jerseyans, but also obviously it's a national company, so I do homes all over the country, and people can easily call up and get, you know, one test a year to see, you know, what's going on at home and how they can improve their health.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. You want to give out that phone number right off the bat?
Sure. I mean, the best way for people to reach us is healthyhomeexpert.com, or if you go on and Google My Healthy Home, three words, it's really easy to find us, or you can call, we have a toll-free number too, obviously. People can call us at 866-743-8563.
So on our new Facebook page, I posted your video that I saw of the Examinair, your home, I guess you call it your home test kit, really, for mold and I guess air quality. Like, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It's one of the tests we have. We have many, and we test for a lot of different things. And basically, we're home investigators. So when people are having health issues and you're not sure what's going on, maybe you're getting chronic headaches, maybe you're getting chronic sinusitis, maybe you get chronic sinus infections. If you have something that isn't resolving and you've been to your physician and the physician says, you know, we really don't know what it is, but all your blood work and scans and tests and all those things come back normal, that's when you want to start investigating your home to see what could potentially be there, because homes are full of a plethora of all these lovely microorganisms and dust mites and dander and pets and all these things that contribute to us not feeling well. So, yeah, the Examinair is our baseline test. It's a great test to do for mold and allergens, just to kind of get a good assessment as to what's going on in your home. And it'll give you a lot of basic information. And then from there, if you have to, if something comes back where it's problematic, then you can contact, you know, someone like myself or a remediator or someone to come in and address the issue. But I think it's a great test for everybody to do, kind of to get a baseline.
You know, it sounds like a good idea, because there are people who really have these things and you just can't explain why. And it would make sense that there may be something. You know, there's been a resurgence, and I just started talking a little bit about it before this segment, of going back to the basics when it comes to cleaning products. What are your thoughts about the stuff that's out there today versus, you know, just good old ammonia and bleach and maybe making things with baking soda? I've seen that vodka is actually a very natural deodorizer.
Right, disinfectant too. Right, and I heard Joel talking about, you know, his opinion on it too, and it's interesting. A lot of the products now, especially detergents, I'm a very big proponent of using vegetable-based detergent. You know, the traditional detergents were a petroleum-based detergent, so I always say to my clients, would you want to wash your clothes in petroleum, or would you rather wash your clothes in something like a plant-based material? So a lot of the detergents have gone plant-based, which I'm really pro for a lot of reasons. One, for the environment. You know, it's not good to dump a lot of chemicals into the environment, but also just from a standpoint of health for the consumer. So a lot of these things have a lot less synthetic fragrances, a lot less synthetic chemicals, and then they're also more environmentally friendly. So yes, there's a lot of things you can use now. I mean, you can use basic things at home like hydrogen peroxide and vinegar like you discussed, and baking soda products, and make your own, or you can purchase products that have been made for you that are healthier. But either way, it's a win-win, and definitely in homes when I'm investigating them, a lot of these things that are the traditional heavy-duty cleaners have a lot of compounds in them that make you sick, definitely.
That's what I've heard, and a lot of times I've heard it from people people, and I hate to say it this way, who are selling products. So right. You're never quite sure whether or not it's not that it's not true, but there's an angle there. So I think a lot of people feel like, well, they're trying to sell me on something. Of course, they're going to tell me that this isn't healthy for me. But there's a lot to it. I personally have switched. I don't know if my detergents are plant-based. Now I'm actually going to check this out, but I have switched to the fragrance-free with the allergen, like allergy approved. It'll have like a little insignia on it. Cause I figure like, you know, it's one less thing that we're doing.
Exactly. And what's important about the fragrances too, and in Joel's defense, I think Joel has a good point. Just because something's green doesn't make it healthy. So there's a lot of greenwash that goes on. So what you really want to do is reduce a lot of fragrances, because whether it's synthetic or it's a natural fragrance, your body doesn't recognize the difference. It just knows it as a VOC, or what we call a volatile organic compound. Those can be natural or synthetic. So if you build a lot, say you build a new house and you put a lot of pine or wood or Doug fir or these woods, those are naturally occurring scents, but they also add to your VOC. So just because something's natural doesn't mean it's healthy. And what you want to do is try to reduce a lot of these extraneous fragrances that you don't need. It's okay to have a little something, but you don't want to have an abundance of it, because then it taxes the body and the body says, you know, I have too many things to detoxify. So it's real important to kind of keep fragrances to a minimum, and that's a healthier way to go.
Wow. You love your job, don't you?
I do. I can tell. Very much.
It's so nice to listen to you speak about it, because not only are you obviously passionate, but you really do know your stuff. How can our listeners find you and just be able to listen more? And do you have any books that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I have obviously been part of many, you know, publications and books and articles. And then, of course, I do lots of podcasts, radio shows, television shows like this one. But the best is to go to healthyhomeexpert.com. And, you know, we have a media page and it has all the shows just like this one. And people can just listen to these things and kind of familiarize yourself with what's going on in the industry and just how to get healthier at home. Your health is definitely determined by your environment, so it's really important that people realize that some of the basic things that we can do are right in our control and sort of get overlooked. So it's really important to look at your house, to know what's there. There's lots of things in a home that can go wrong, and it's important to check that out every once in a while.
Well, it certainly makes an awful lot of sense to me, and I can't think of, you know, we just had yesterday, and I'm almost afraid to tell you this, but, you know, we have a little wooded area behind our home. We have three dogs, so we have our yard sprayed for mosquitoes and ticks. Oh, don't say anything. Because I just, you know, we don't want to bring that into our house either. And I do worry about a lot of the chemicals that are out there, but there's also so many diseases that the ticks and bring to people that I feel like you have to do something.
Well, it's really important. You can actually use a combination now of diatomaceous earth and cedar oil are really great natural things that work against them. And you can have your yard sprayed by a company that doesn't use synthetic pesticide. So I'd like people to know that option does exist. There's places in New Jersey in particular that do that type of spraying. And I would encourage you to look into that, definitely.
So bottom line is really simple that I'm going to take away from this interview today. And that is that for every fix that there is that may not be the healthiest, there's something out there that if we spend a little extra time researching, there's a different option for us. There's an option that might be less invasive to our bodies.
Couldn't have said it more beautifully. Yes, that's exactly right.
Oh, I'm going on tour with you. Where are we going? Caroline, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. You really are a true wealth of information, and your videos, I am going to encourage our listeners to watch your videos, because there's just so much there, and you do such a wonderful presentation. So we really want to thank you for taking time out today to join us.
Get your jersey on with Tommy.